Stormlight Homecoming is Friday, September 30th, and part of our school spotlight is to promote the week's worth of activities, and it all begins Monday, September 26th. I have two senior students in the studio to help me do so, Amber Kraschilis and also Carson Cole. Good to see you both. Carson, let's start with some of the Monday activities. What's going to be happening?
So on Monday, all the students are going to be dressing up in Hawaiian or tacky tourist attire. And also on that day, 9th and 10th graders on the football team will be versing Spirit Lake at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
some float building going on, though, that day. Is that when the float building starts Monday?
Oh, yeah. On 4 to 7:30, that's okay. When the juniors and seniors do it.
Okay. Now, last year as juniors, did you guys get into the float building? Did you have fun with that?
For the most part, I was busy with cross country and stuff, so okay. I've had a lack of time to do it.
Amber, what about you?
I've always been busy with sports, so it's kind of hard to make it during the times.
Well, you guys are still cheering on everybody that's involved with that, and let's skip from Monday to Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday, the dress-up day will be superhero or villain. Freshmen and sophomore will be having their float building at the bus barn from 4 to 7:30. There's a cross-country meet in Denison starting at 4:30, and there's a volleyball game against Cherokee at 5:30.
And how's cross-country treating the two of you?
Pretty good. I think the guys' varsity team has a good chance of making it to state as a team, so I think we're hoping to make it, so we're working quite hard.
And you're working hard too, Amber. Is this your first year?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's good to have you out. And I know there's a lot of younger gals out in that freshman class too, doing very well. So mm-hmm. Busy day Tuesday. Wednesday's the big day too, right, Carson?
Yep, that's homecoming coronation. So students are going to dress up as formal as possible. I mean, not too terribly formal, but at least presentable for the homecoming coronation, so it should be a good day.
Coronation and the pep assembly at 7:30. So dress in fancy Wednesday. Let's go to Thursday now, Amber.
Yes, Thursday is our class color day. Seniors are going to be wearing black, juniors are pink, sophomores are purple, and freshmen are orange, and the faculty will be blue. And then at the end of the day at the stadium, we always have our class games, which include like tug of war or a relay race. And then freshman and senior float building from 4 to 7:30 that day, a volleyball game against Ridgeview at 5:30, and a girls swimming versus Algona and Spencer at 6:30.
Well, there's a lot happening. So many of our students are involved in so many things. Do you guys remember the little tornado relays and how you always end with the tug of war?
Remember how that was cool?
I mean, the tug of war too Thursday, that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Friday, September 30th, Carson, Tornado Pride Day.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important day. So we get out early because of the homecoming parade, which starts at 2:30. Mm-hmm. And then after that, game starts at 7, so then we at the high school have a homecoming dance, so that'll be good.
Starts at 9 after the football game, basically, until midnight. I do want to mention our homecoming parade grand marshals, Craig and Cheryl Lyon. Give them a shout-out, and we certainly hope that we have a huge crowd when we entertain the Lamar's Bulldogs. The Stormlight Booster Club will have a tailgate starting Friday night around 5:30-ish. And Amber Kraschilis and Carson Cole, thanks a lot, you two. I mean, I hope you guys have an awesome homecoming week as we punt them to the pound when we take on Lamar's. Thank you both for stopping in.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. It's all part of our Storm Lake School Spotlight right here on Mix 101.7, 92.9 The Moose, and stormlakeradio.com.